Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning. Eric Heckman, right here in Silicon Valley, and he has been helping people have remarkable retirements for nearly 30 years now. His mission is to protect you from high taxes using some strategies, telling you that you need to have a plan for retirement. He says that every week. His goal for you is to help you weather most any economic storm. He is a certified financial planner, and today we are going to talk about how we take our money out of our retirement accounts without triggering a huge tax event. Here's the phone number you need to know today. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. You may call Eric for a complimentary appointment to go in and see him. Check him out on his website as well. It's wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. And with that, a big hello to you, Eric. Great to be here with you.
Yeah, and I know we're talking mostly about a lot of the tax and savings types of issues. And obviously, we've got this tax storm brewing, if you want to call it that, because we know there's going to be some changes happening. But one thing I just want to bring up real quick, which was kind of a crazy article, and for those who actually still read newspapers and such, from Mercury News, they actually had this little piece about the bubble watch for real estate. And if you don't think we're in a real estate bubble, this is very good proof. There was 1,368 homes in the first half of this year in California. So this is actually statewide, but most of these were in the Bay Area that sold for more than $500,000 over the asking price.
Whoa.
And there was 96 that sold for more than $1 million over the asking price. So in other words, if you listed your house for, you know, $1.5 million, 1,300 people got at least two for that. And almost 100 people got $2.5 million for that. Now, when you're paying that much over for a house, you know, there's something wrong. Things, you know, money's too cheap. Things are too high. And, you know, that always ends up getting adjusted at some point. And so, yeah, I think we've got kind of two storms brewing, you know, real estate and stocks being so highly valued with the Fed printing money left and right. And then at the same time, we've got this tax storm coming up. So I know that's mostly what we're going to be talking about here is the tax stuff. But I just want to bring that up is there's more than one bubble and storm are brewing.
Wow. You know, I'm so glad you did bring that up because I've been thinking, you know, what, how do these folks do that? You know, they think they're going to pay a certain amount and then they have to take out a loan for even, or they have to get a loan for even more of the amount. We'll have to watch that. Thank you. So, all right, we're going to be talking about taking withdrawals from those retirement accounts. But I thought first that I would start, Eric, with just telling us how catch-up contributions work, because Congress is considering a couple of bills that might raise limits on those catch-up contributions. So could you do that for us?
Yeah, the catch-up stuff is really just talking about once you hit 50, the year in which you turn 50, so you don't have to actually be 50.
Okay.
So if you turn 50 in December, you're still eligible. And for IRAs, it's $6,000 a year, and for 401ks, $19,500. But once you hit that 50 mark, you can jump up for 1,000 more to an IRA up to seven. And for a 401k, you can go all the way from 19,500 to 26,000. Now, one of the problems I've had with some employers call it, they catch up a different plan. And so I've actually had people before where we've met with them and they said, you know, oh yeah, I maxed out my 401k and they're, you know, in their mid 50s and they're putting 19 in. And that's because some companies make you do a different sign up for the catch-up part. So you do have to watch your 401k. I've seen that problem more than once where people thought they were maxing out both and it turns out it was, you know, they treat it like two different plans. And so this is a great way to be obviously putting a lot more money away. Kind of the theory behind it is if you're getting closer to retirement, you should be able to try to save some more. So that'd be the things to be thinking about. There's also another super cool tool called the after-tax 401k. This is above and beyond that 26,000, a lot of companies now since 2014 have started implementing this. Not as many, but a lot of them, you know, are starting to have it where you can actually put in money beyond 26,000, up to almost 56,000 total. So almost another 30 grand if you can afford it, right? Mm-hmm. So, and that money goes in after tax, but you can actually typically convert that to a Roth right away and make that tax free. So there's a couple different things. You want to look at the after tax, definitely hit the catch up provision. But if you can afford to do the after tax, it can be a great way to go. You know, I mean, that's something that people really need to know about. You know, they really need to know what's going on with their tax picture and where things are going. So, you know, I mean, one of the things that we can send you is we can actually send you a report on some tax strategies for retirement. All you have to do is text us the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, so taxes, to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, when it comes to taking our money out of those retirement accounts, like you're talking about, if we don't have a strategy for that, then we could get hit with taxes. How do we avoid making that misstep?
Yes, I mean, that's one kind of shock that I deal with on a pretty much daily basis. And everybody was under this myth, this great myth that we're going to be retired in a lower tax bracket. Well, basically, I'll tell you, the only people who retire in a lower tax bracket are the ones who didn't do a good job saving. Mm. If you're pretty close to where you were before, you're going to be in a higher tax bracket or at least the same. And why is that? Well, that's because you put all this money in 401ks and IRAs through your whole life, did what you thought you were supposed to do, and bang, wow, all of a sudden you have this huge tax bill. And it's like landmines, you know, you're trying to figure out how do I get this money out without it all blowing up on me. And it's really tough to do. And so, you know, one of the things that you can do to protect that, which would be is do as much Roth stuff that you can. Anybody, by the way, can do a Roth. Sometimes people get confused. And, you know, we just had an event the other day and people were asking, you know, stuff about Roth. And it's like, oh, no, I make too much. No, anybody can convert to a Roth. So you can always choose to pay some tax now and move that money into a Roth. And, you know, that may make sense for you. You got to do the analysis, got to see how that works. But if you've got some extra room in that tax bracket that you're in, you know, fill it up before you go to that next higher bracket. But yeah, right now, I mean, it is very scary how much of a huge tax hit people have, and they have no clue what that's going to look like in retirement, how that's going to affect their income. You know, what's the best tools and ways to take money out? I mean, when you're retired, you get to pick your tax liability because you have all these different pots of money, and depending on which one you touch when, that's going to dictate your taxes. So again, the only way I've ever been able to figure out this is using our process, the blueprint to worry less wealth. And by doing this blueprint, we're able to see if your money's going to last for the rest of your life. What's the tax picture going to be looking like? You know, where should those dollars be invested now, not for accumulation, but for distribution, for giving me income? You know, do I have some money guaranteed that can't be lost if the market goes back down? And that's something we do here for our clients. It's no cost for radio listeners. So all we do is we set up one phone call to find out what's going on. And then from there, we can actually go through that entire blueprint on the next meeting. No cost. We're waiving the fees now. And then after that, it's up to you if you want to work with us or not to solve any issues you may have. So text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got a super special guest here, Ed Slott. He's the IRA expert, the founder of IRAhelp.com and somebody who I actually get a lot of mentoring from and a lot of education from. So Ed, it's great to have you here.
Great to be on the show with you, Eric.
You know, Ed, one of the things that I don't think people ever really appreciate is that shift from, you know, socking it away kind of mode, accumulation mode, to, okay, now I got to take it back out. And there's a bunch of landmines, right? There's a bunch of dangerous things that can come at you in the form of mostly taxes, right? And your new book actually is the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. So what exactly is this time bomb?
Well, that's daunting. The title is daunting on purpose, the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. Some people might say, Ed, was there an old retirement savings? Yes. And now there are new and even more severe threats to your retirement savings in the form of current and possibly future higher taxes. But you're right, Eric. Most people only play the first half of the game. I equate retirement to a football game. Most people understand football has two halves, the first half and the second half. And there's an old saying in football, the score at halftime is irrelevant. Give me the score at the end of the game, and then I'll tell you who won. So it's the same thing with retirement. As a matter of fact, you might notice it's been going on for years, but in a lot of football games, especially college, I notice, the game is won or lost, not only in the second half, but often in the last 5 or 10 seconds. You ever notice that? Somebody kicks a field goal and it changes everything.
Right.
And everything you did is gone. Well, retirement's like that too. It has two halves. The first half, most people, as you correctly said, are familiar with. That's the 30, 40 years of working, building, saving, investing, discipline to build for your retirement savings. And then most people quit at halftime. In other words, let's say you put in your 30 years, you've saved and you're happy. You look at your account and you say, wow, we've saved all the money I will ever need for retirement. And you go in at halftime, pat yourself on the back, and you're done. But the IRS, they're coming out, they're playing the third and fourth quarter, they're playing nobody, so they win. You got to come out and play at the second half of the game. That's the single biggest mistake, getting the money out. It's great you built up all that money. Obviously, you need to have something to protect it. But when it comes to your IRAs and 401ks, it's what you keep after tax that counts. You can only spend what you keep after taxes. And the taxes hit when you reach in to take your money out. And most people are just not prepared for that. Matter of fact, most people look at their IRA and 401k statements and say, oh, look at all the money we have, not realizing a good chunk of that, maybe a third or more, is owed right back to Uncle Sam. And people are relying on having all of that money available when maybe only two thirds or even less may be available. So that could be a big shock if you're not playing in the second half of the game when the money comes out.
Yeah, so I always kind of equate it to talking about your house and ignoring your mortgage and just saying,
right,
oh, my house is worth this much. It's like, no, you got to pay back the loan.
It is a good analogy. Actually, the taxes owed, I use that in a lot of my programs, is like a mortgage on your IRA. You know, and it's a good analogy because most people understand the concept of paying off your mortgage. I remember when I was a kid, my father, when he bought the only house we ever had, he bought it in 1957 for $16,000, and he took a $12,000 mortgage. But I remember a 30-year mortgage for that $12,000. But I remember when he finally paid it back in 87, it took him all 30 years to pay it back. Well, he was so happy and proud that he owned his own home free and clear, finally, after 30 years. It was a big deal back then. And most people listening to me now might say, I remember that feeling. What a great feeling to end that mortgage and know my home and all its value is all mine, 100% mine. I own it free and clear. Well, here's what's happened in the last decade or so. Many people's retirement accounts have grown to be larger than the value of their home. For many people, it's their largest single asset. Wouldn't you want to have that owned, like your home, free and clear? I would, but most people don't think of it like that. They think of it like there's no mortgage, but there is a mortgage. So you have to take steps. And that's what I outline in my book. And that's the kind of thing that Eric is well trained on as a member of our elite IRA advisor group. That's an advanced education program to train financial advisors like Eric Heckman, who want to learn more about how to deal with the taxes that retirement savings time bomb, so his clients can keep more of their hard-earned money. When it comes to retirement, it comes down to three things: having more, keeping more, and making it last. But most financial advisors simply don't have the training in that second area. Lots of advisors can help you make money, but that's only half the game. If you lose it in the second, you know, in the second half of the game, the third or fourth quarter, or the back nine, if you're a golf fan, you can use any analogy. If you lose it on the way out, what have you done? You built a savings account for Uncle Sam. And I don't know if you know this, he's not even your real uncle. So there's no obligation to overpay. But most people don't address it. And most advisors just don't have the specialized knowledge that Eric has gone after in all his training to make sure he has his clients covered, both in the first half and the second half, because the retirement game, like that football game, or like that last putt in the back nine, is won at the second half of the game, at the end of that game. But the preparations have to be done as soon as possible. In fact, the minute you're hearing this, you should have your antennas up and saying, I wonder how much debt or potential future debt I may have in the money that I thought was all mine in my 401k. Or my IRA. And the reason it's not all yours is because you, like many people, many retirees made the deal, I call it, with the devil. You got the tax deductions up front. But as any deal with the devil is, there's a day of reckoning, and the government has a name for that date. It's called your required beginning date, or I like to explain it as that's the date that Congress is sick and tired of waiting for you to drop dead, and they want their money back. So yep. That's the deal we made, because these accounts were only tax deferred, not tax free.
Exactly. Yep. And one thing also, by the way, this is Eric Heckman with Ed Slott and Wealth Creator Radio. On wealthcreatorradio.com, we actually have a webinar that Ed's done specially for us. And so that's something, if you want to get a lot more information, a little bit more detailed, and then definitely go to wealthcreatorradio.com. But talking about this delayed thing, procrastination of that tax, I mean, people don't realize that when you hit retirement, if 100% of all your assets are taxable, there's no tax planning, right? It's just take the medicine, pay the bill, right?
The taxes has to be paid at some point when you take it out. The key to all of this of having more, and I'm glad you mentioned that program that you have, that's based on my book, The New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. And on that program, I take you through with slides you can follow along, the five steps to go from forever tax to never tax, to take financial control, avoid unnecessary taxes, and combat the latest threats to your retirement savings. That's what this game is all about. It's about when you pay that tax. And the key factor, the key foundational principle of all good tax planning, and that's what this is about, since these accounts are loaded with taxes, is to always pay taxes when the rates are the lowest. And the rates may be the lowest right now. In fact, we may be in the lowest rates anyone has ever seen in their lifetime. Most people don't realize, if you look back at the history of taxes, and I show you that on Eric's program, you may be shocked that the years people like me, the baby boomers, were born, that's 1946 through 1964, the top federal tax rate for each of those years, now listen to this, exceeded 99.0. 8%, except the last year, 1964, when the Beatles came to America and everybody was so happy, they dropped the top federal rate all the way down to only 77%. So that gives you a frame of reference where it was. Mark Twain had this saying, history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes.
Ed, that is such great information. And that's why we set up on our website your 5 easy steps to disarm the new retirement savings time bomb. That is a great webinar where people get some wonderful information. Again, you can find that link at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, wealthcreatorradio.com. Or if you wanted to set up a time to talk, you can text the word visit or just call 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Now, don't go anywhere because Ed, in the next segment here, we are going to be talking about what action steps you should be taking now and things to be looking at today while we can take advantage of these low tax rates. With that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And again, we've got Ed Slott here, who's the IRA expert. And lots of times people hear the terms and they hear these words, but I don't know if they always necessarily know the true difference. So why don't you just say it how you like to explain the difference between Roth and traditional or just normal IRA or normal even retirement plans like 401ks?
Yeah, I like to say it the difference between tax-deferred and tax-free. It's a huge difference, but that big difference comes down to one little three-letter word, and that word is YET. Y-E-T. Tax-deferred, like your IRAs and 401ks, won't be taxed yet, not subject to tax yet till you take it out, but it will be. That's why yet is a big little word. It will be at some future time, probably at a higher rate and maybe at a higher balance as your account grows, as opposed to tax-free means you'll never pay tax on that money ever again. That's a big difference, and it gets bigger as the tax rate gets higher. So tax-deferred are IRAs and 401ks. It's growing tax-deferred, but when you take it out, you will have to pay tax. Why? Because you took deductions, which I look at as loans from the government, which have to be paid back. Tax-free means you don't have to share it with anyone. So the sooner your money gets into a tax-free account, like a Roth IRA, for example, now the growth, it all grows 100% for you. You keep 100% of your money. That's where you want to be, especially if you're worried about future rising rates cutting into your standard of living in retirement.
Well, a lot of people, especially in Silicon Valley here, have fairly high incomes and, you know, they get stock stuff and other things. And so they say, oh, I'm in too high of an income. I shouldn't put money into like my Roth 401k. Talk about that because, I think for a lot of those people, I think they've got it wrong. It's like a short term thinking type of issue.
Well, you did hit it perfectly, Eric, and that's why you're a well-trained advisor. I like what I'm hearing, and that's why Eric is a member of Ed Slott's Elite IRA Advisor Group, an advanced study group to make sure that his clients are operating or planning, doing the tax planning. It's all about the taxes when you have any IRA, especially a large one or 401k. Now, you're exactly right. Anybody who says, well, I don't want to move to the Roth, because what's the catch? Can you just move from tax deferred to tax free? Yes, but there's a catch. What's the catch? You have to pay tax to do it. And that's the fly in the ointment. But that's the secret to building wealth, not to be short-sighted. Look at the score at the end of the game, like we talked about in one of the other segments. We talked about the score at the end of the game, not what it costs you now. If you pay tax up front, it's not like you're out the money. That's tax that would have to be paid later anyway. It's not if, but when. And remember, my foundational principle of all good tax planning, always pay taxes when the rates are the lowest. That may be right now. So it might pay to pay some tax now, maybe do a series of smaller annual conversions over time. So over time, you're taking down that big mortgage on your IRA and building up as a hedge against future higher taxes, a tax-free account. You mentioned, Eric, the Silicon Valley. I mean, not that you're all going to be able to do this, but you saw all the stories a few weeks ago with Peter Thiel. He used a Roth IRA to accumulate $5 billion. He was smart. That's where he put his investments that he thought would increase in value. And in his case, it really took off. He gave up the deduction. And that's what I'm saying now. It might pay. You can't be short-sighted. The secret to accumulating wealth with your retirement accounts is to get rid of the debt up front, to pay the taxes up front. That's how you have more later. The minute you do that, you lock in today's known, we know what today's rates are. We lock in low rates, relatively low, forever. You pay tax once and then never again. Now, all of the funds in your Roth IRA grow tax-free, income tax-free. They're still included in your estate, so I don't want any confusion there. They grow income tax-free for the rest of your life and for 10 years after that to your beneficiaries. Imagine all that accumulation growing 100% for you. You don't have to share it with Uncle Sam or IRS or anyone but you and your family. Now look at the other side. Let's say you don't do it because you're a short-term thinker and you think you're saving money now by not paying the taxes now. You say, I'm in a high bracket. You may even be in a higher bracket in the future. If you do nothing, that IRA, a 401k, is going to continue to grow, we hope, and you'll just be building a larger debt to pay off later. Some people say, well, I might be in a lower bracket later. Not if that 401k or IRA keeps growing. You may be in the top bracket. And that's not the time you want to start getting hit with 50, 60% in taxes. Like I said, look at history, how high taxes have gone up, especially on higher income individuals. So you might want to look at paying some tax now to avoid it later on. Because if you do nothing, that account will still grow. You'll save some tax money up front. But every day your account grows, it's growing partially for Uncle Sam, because Uncle Sam is a partner on your IRA and 401k until you get Uncle Sam off your back. You pay off that mortgage. And the only way to do that is to move it. Well, there are a few ways to move it to a Roth IRA or use even permanent life insurance, as some people are doing, as like a super Roth IRA. The whole point is to move from forever tax to never tax.
Yeah. And again, this is Eric Heckman with Wealth Creator Radio. You listen to Ed Slott. You know, one of the things we do have, again, is that webinar that is great. It's the 5 easy steps to disarm the new retirement savings time bomb. That's something you can find at the link at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. So, you know, Ed, one of the unique things for you is you are truly just education-based. You don't sell
right.
products. You don't sell
right.
anything.
I should say that up front. Yeah. I don't sell stocks, bonds, funds, insurance, annuities. I never did. I've always been a tax advisor because I found that I can make people a fortune in tax savings. And that's exactly what you'll see if you watch that program Eric just talked about. I take you through all of that. I think the program runs, I don't know, around 45 minutes. Is that right, Eric? Something like
that? Yeah, I think it's maybe even a little bit less than that. Yeah, right around there.
Yeah. I mean, that's time well spent. I take you through each step. It's like going through my book without even having the book. It'd be great if you had the book, but you don't need it. You have Eric to fill in the details. You have an educated advisor who has invested in their education. Most advisors can help you make money, but keeping it, they don't invest in the tax planning. And that's the key to this whole area. If you can keep more of your hard-earned money, obviously you'll have more and it'll last longer.
There's a lot of people who like to use terms I don't think they should use, like laser fund or LERP or all these other goofy terms that's really disguising life insurance. And life insurance can actually be a great tool. I think it's better when it's very honest and openly discussed, like you do. So yeah. Even though you don't sell life insurance, why are you talking about life insurance?
Oh,
we're talking about Roth and IRA. So why don't you just bring that up, why it's so important?
Yeah, I'm talking about permanent insurance. And again, I don't sell life insurance. I'm a tax advisor. But as a tax advisor, I use every tool available to help people have more, keep more, and make it last. Tax-free money grows the fastest because it's not eroded by current or future taxes. That's where you want to be. And it's a great hedge against the uncertainty of what future higher taxes could do to your standard of living in retirement.
I mean, that's great advice, Ed. And you know, again, if you want to watch Ed's program, the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb, go to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio. You'll find a link right there to watch it or set up a time to watch it. And also, if you want to just set up a time to talk to me, you can just give us a call or text the word visit. So either call or text visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Well, Ed, so great to have you on. Love talking to you.
We're done already? We started rolling. All right. Get everything else in that program that Eric was talking about. I walk you through everything. The point is to take action now before rates start going through the roof and everything becomes more expensive. You have the opportunity now. JFK once said the time to fix a leaky roof is when the sun is shining. Well, the sun's shining now, figuratively anyway.
With that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So what do you remember about 1990? Well, we had the Gulf War. We had Nelson Mandela released from prison. I remember that. NASA launching the Hubble telescope into space. Do you remember that? Or maybe your mind goes to pop culture, like The Simpsons first appearing on television, or some popular movies like Ghost, Dances with Wolves, Pretty Woman, or Home Alone. Whatever comes to mind for you when you think of 1990, that's where we're going to go right now in our Wealth Creator Radio time machine. So, Eric, what do you remember about 1990?
Well, for me, actually, I was still at Santa Clara University to get my finance degree, but I was working at a bank at the time. And, I actually remember, just thinking that bank savings accounts always paid 5%. And in fact, you could get a CD at the bank for around 8%.
Yeah. I mean, those were so good back then. And now we're at what, point something.
Yeah, if even.
But
yeah, I just literally had a client get a renewal notice of 0.0.
Seriously?
Yeah, for a CD, and she was going to have a penalty for early withdrawal. Like, well, yeah, get that out of there for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of other CDs, it would cost you around $12 or $15 to buy a compact disc at the record store, and perhaps you were buying a CD so you could listen to this song over and over again. Ice Ice Baby was released on August 22nd, 1990. Number one hit in the United States Billboard Hot 100 chart, and it was certified platinum. And I bet you anything, with you being in college, you liked that song, Eric, right?
Well, so in college, I actually, I was always a little bit entrepreneurial. So we had a, we like to call it the Quake House near Santa Clara University. And mainly because if you went to the middle of our house, then to the from one side of the right to left, right from the middle over, the house was so off its foundation that the sliding glass door would start to close by itself and then just slam shut. You didn't have to touch it because everything was so crooked. And
that's funny.
But we had a huge basement, so we actually would rent it out to the crew team for, you know, rowing team. And they would throw parties, and we would, you know, I'd DJ a little bit of it and stuff. And
I love it.
You know, we had two bars downstairs, and we won't ask if we asked for IDs or anything like that. But we were just hosting the party, though they were running it. But yeah, it'd be it was actually a good way to make a little bit extra money.
Heck yeah.
And have a party. So, yep, yeah, that was kind of like what we were doing then. And obviously listening to some of that music there for sure.
Playing Ice Ice Baby, I remember. You know, that was kind of a tough one to dance to, but I so remember that music. But one thing that we haven't really mentioned yet is that there was a recession in 1990. It wasn't very long, lasted about 8 months, but it was a sluggish recovery from job losses. So tell us about a couple of things that led to that recession, Eric.
Well, I mean, a lot of things are always the similar, right? I mean, things go up one way and get too heated up, and then they cool down. And, you know, and so that's why, you know, anytime you're in some sort of recession, like, what are some opportunities, right? There's always some good opportunities to do stuff. And obviously this year has been a little probably more bizarre than most because of the fact that this one was very dictated on, you know, working from home and all those types of things. So obviously high tech has been a little bit more focused and such. And, you know, but the other thing is, you know, that just shows you have to have that emergency money. You have to have that backup plan. You have to have some of these things on your own. You know, a lot of benefits that people used to get. I mean, back then you used to have pensions still, right? And, you know, those were big. And you know, the 401ks and IRAs were just starting to get a little bit more popular by then. But still, they had not taken over the, you know, the landscape of employment. And now it's all on you. So now these recessions are a lot tougher because if you have to make sure you have a plan. You have to make sure you've got everything you need taken care of. And, you know, it wasn't quite like that back then.
No, it wasn't. And you know, you've done this for 28 years now. You know that we're going to go through different economies and different recessions. How can we plan for things like this that could really impact our retirement?
Well, you know, just that word you just used, plan, right? So we know recessions will hit. We know stock market booms and busts will hit. And, you know, all that stuff is kind of not the timing and what causes it is known. But we know it's going to happen, right? It's just the way the world works. So, you know, if you've got a plan, you know, you've built up some money that's accessible. You've built up some money that's tax deferred. You've built up some money that's ideally tax free. You know, if you've got all that set up, then it's going to be a lot easier. And, you know, really with our process of helping people that are mostly, you know, that 5 to 10 to 15 year time frame away from retirement. So, you know, if you're 50 and up and you're looking at retirement getting closer and closer than it used to be, especially back in the 90s, right? And so, you know, then you want to have that blueprint to worry less wealth. So you can worry less about your money and worry more about your dance moves maybe or what you're going to be doing to have more fun. You know, what you want to do is have that income plan. Where are you going to get that income under all circumstances? How are you going to have that money invested? How should it start changing to make sure you can make those dollars become income dollars? And then, of course, taxes along the way. I mean, right now we are at a huge tax opportunity that I think a lot of people are wasting. So, you know, now is the time to take some action and actually do something to save that money on taxes and Roth conversions. And then look at healthcare options. Obviously, that's a huge one if you get laid off or end up in, you know, some sort of recessionary time. You know, what are your options there? And then lastly, you know, look at the legacy issues. And so that's what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. Right now, we're not charging a fee for it. We're actually waiving that planning fee. And so that's something, if you want to take action on that, all you have to do is set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call so we can find out what your concerns are. And then if you want us to do the planning and we can go through that process, you know, we can do it. But let's just at least talk, and, you know, we can do it on the phone or in the Zoom. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Just like we're talking on this show today, Eric is here to help you with all the confusing, high-risk strategies that we're bombarded with. He can explain it to you in a much easier to understand conversation. And this is complimentary. So take him up on this, give him a call, or check him out on the website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. You know, one of the things that helped the economy recover from the recession back in 1990 was technology, emerging technology. It was on November 12th, 1990, when the concept of the World Wide Web was proposed first. And, you know, now, I mean, you think about the World Wide Web, it has evolved so much. We can do about anything on it, including our banking, even retirement planning online. So a lot of people try to do it themselves or use one of those robo-advisors. You know, you can just click away on the web and get some help. My question for you, Eric, is why would we not want to plan our retirement online?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of great tools that were not there, obviously, before the internet. And so they've been very helpful. The problem is a lot of these tools have to be generic in nature. They cannot be very specific. It's just too hard to customize all that planning and all those different variables. So they're not going to talk to you about, should you be using an after-tax 401k? They're not going to look at your tax picture, estimate out your taxes for this year, look at how far you are to the next bracket and say, oh yeah, you should convert $12,500 to a Roth. You know, they're not going to be able to do all those things because there's just too much planning, too much variables, and too many different situations. So they can be good for kind of like your baseline investments and such. But once you get closer to retirement, those tools really, really lag and really have a lot of problems. They're also not talking about typically any of the plays to have your money be safe. You know, pretty much all robo-advisors and any brokerage place, the answer to everything is stocks and bonds, stocks and bonds. Well, what if there's a cell tower investment you want to put money in that's not in the market, or a data center investment, or, you know, there's other things out there that you could be putting money into, earning great returns of, you know, 5%, 6%, 7%, and not have as much risk. Well, they're not going to talk to you about those because those aren't scalable options. And those aren't easy options to be talking about, you know, just in a generic sense. So, yeah, I think for some people it can be good. But once you start having more assets, and especially once you get closer to retirement, that is when it's critical to have that three types of money. You have to have not just the market money, but you need to have some foundational money, stuff that's guaranteed that will be there no matter what, that should be earning about 3% to 6% on average. And, you know, that's a critical one to have, especially right now with today's low rates. And then have some steady income money. And those are things that the robo-advisors and online advice is totally devoid of. So again, that's why working with somebody like us can, you know, really change that. You know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to really find out more about it, it's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax-savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Glad to have you with us for Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is a well-known speaker and author, and he can provide you with guidance to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. That's his goal for you. Now, Eric, we've come to the time in our show when you give us an example of someone's wealth success story. Fun to hear how something has turned out for the best for someone. So what do you have for us today?
Well, I guess I'll kind of do it with the Dickens style, you know, it was the best of times and worst of times.
Oh, yeah.
And so just kind of comparing and contrasting, I mean, I had a client back in late 90s where he wanted to retire in 5 years. One of the main things they said is sell most of his $3.5 million of options on his company stock. And he didn't want to pay the taxes. So he only sold 500. Well, the remaining 3 million became quickly 500. And he ended up working about 10 or 12 more years. So not so good.
No.
But at the same time, just recently I've had a client who's working for a small company in Cupertino. Okay, not a small company for sure. That company's stock has done fantastic, right? And it's been going up and up. And last several years, though, we've been selling off chunks, which is hard to do when something's going up. But guess what? I mean, right now, he could, ignoring the stock he has in his own company, just with the money we've taken out, we've protected enough to where he can live for the rest of his life and they don't have to worry. So now everything else is just kind of extra bonus money, you know, icing on the cake, whatever you want to call it. You know, anytime you're talking about stocks, the hardest thing is when are you going to sell it? Good and bad times. Anytime you own an individual stock, you got to know how to answer that question, both on the good and the down, right? Mm-hmm. So how far down are you going to ride it? Which most people ride them way too far down. And then also, when are you going to sell it? Because it's really tough to sell something that's going up.
Oh.
I mean, you can do stop losses where if it'll trigger if it drops back down. I mean, you know, that's one thing that you can do to protect yourself. There's lots of different ways to do it. But if you do that, then at least now you've got a plan for that. And of course, yes, you're going to have that problem where, hey, if I kept it, I would have had X dollars more, or I would have been this much wealth. You know, who cares? If you make 50%, or you make 100%, or you make 500%, you know, whatever the number is, as long as you made money, you did good. You know, it's not, oh, I could have done better. You know, it's kind of like that thing where, you know, you play a slot machine, you leave it, and the next person walks up and hits a jackpot.
Yes.
Right? It doesn't necessarily mean it would have happened for you, but who knows? But who cares? If you made money, then that's good. Again, if you want to give us a call or you want to set up a time to meet with us, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week. Talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.